Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Going into the week, the Wild were struggling, to say the very least. Ugly beatdown in Winnipeg. They come home, beat Chicago. Blackhawks are not a good club. And then right after Christmas, they have a tough trip down to Big D to play the Stars. And lo and behold, they get it done. They get 2 points out of that. And Jez Myers joins us. He covers the club for the Pioneer Press online at TwinCities.com. And Jez, quite a win for the Wild in Big D.
You know, one of those frustrating nights as a writer, not because it wasn't fun to write about, but with about 10 minutes left in that one, I had the whole story written, you know, that they were playing with Kirill Kaprizov. They were playing on short rest. They had to fly in that morning, you know, get up at 5:30 a.m. And a lot of the players said it was kind of like playing junior hockey or playing high school hockey again. Basically, you just get off the bus and strap them on and play. So there were a lot of things going against them last night, not least of which is a Dallas team that has had their number for a long time. Jake Ottinger, from Lakeville, you know, he told me he came home to Lakeville for the Christmas break and saw some family, and then he was back on a plane to Dallas. He has had Minnesota's number. Marcus Foligno said after the game, you know, not a lot of smiles for us in this building. So, yeah, that was a huge, huge character win to dig deep in the last, you know, 8-9 minutes of the game, tie it up, get to overtime, and then Brock Faber with just the highlight reel play, going hard to the net, wrapping around and beating Ottinger to give the Wild the extra point in overtime. A really big win, and I joked beforehand that, you know, with everything going against them, I said if the Wild even find a way to get a point in this one, They should give John Hines the NHL Coach of the Year trophy right now. I don't think that's going to happen, but, man, that was a nice bit of coaching and a nice bit of hockey last night.
Well, and it's funny you bring that up because Tom Hauser was sitting in for Vanita on the morning news, and I was covering for Henry Lake. Henry is out of town, so I did the 740 Sports, and we brought up the game Friday night in Dallas. And I said, if they can go in there and get a point and come back home, get Ottawa tomorrow, and Nashville in on Tuesday to close out the 2024, they would take that. They did better than that. So it's funny, I brought that up with Tom on Friday morning, how great it would be if they could just go down there and get a point.
And not only did they get a point, but you saw some really encouraging signs. You know, number one, you know, not kind of just folding the tent and going home because you don't have Kirill Kaprizov in your lineup. Granted, he is, you know, maybe the best player in the NHL this year, and that's a huge loss for this team while he's out of the lineup. But it was the kind of next man up attitude that we've heard about. Guys stepped up and realized, you know, nobody's coming to save us. And then the other big thing is the penalty kill, which has been really, you know, I'll just be honest. Penalty kill's been lousy, and it has been a real Achilles heel for this team. Penalty kill went 3-for-3 last night. They won some key faceoffs, which is where it all starts. If you can start with possession and ice the puck and get some control, they got good goaltending. So it was just a classic road game. And again, a weird game because, you know, they pull into Dallas at about 10:30 a.m. yesterday. They're back on a plane at about 10:30 p.m. So it was you literally zipped in and out, but got 2 points out of it, and that was big.
Yeah, huge. And it just goes to show how much confidence they have in Philip Gustavsson. The return of Gus has certainly mattered as well.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and you saw that again last night. You know, he got burned on kind of a breakaway goal, another shot through traffic with a good screen in front of him. Other than that, he was really, really solid last night. And that's where so much of it starts. If the team has confidence, if the defense have confidence that, hey, if somebody gets behind me, it's not necessarily going to end up in the back of our net immediately.
Yeah, so huge for the Wild to get it done. And now, as I mentioned, to close out the year, two at home at the XL Energy Center. And trying to find some consistency, because in that rough patch, Jess, you know, things were ugly at times. Particularly, they got blown out by the Oilers. They beat the Flyers. They got beat by a very good Vegas Golden Knights team. Then they got thumped by Florida. They lose to Utah, and then what happened in Winnipeg. So I think getting back to it on home ice in a couple of games that should be winnable.
Absolutely. And, you know, we saw some other encouraging signs last night in the fact that guys who haven't recorded a point in a while weren't necessarily on the score sheet, but I look at, like, Freddie Gaudreau winning faceoffs, or I look at Matt Boldy kind of being right in the thick of things in the overtime that lasted less than a minute. You know, some good stuff for him. Ryan Hartman, who has been, you know, now gone, I think, 17 games without a point, was right in the thick of the front of the net a few times and kind of showed that, hey, even if it's not going to reflect on the score sheet, we're going to play an active role in this game. We're going to be a big part of this game. And then Marcus Foligno is just, in a lot of ways, the heart and soul of this team. You know, a guy who will do anything you ask of him. He'll go to the front of the net, he'll drop the gloves, he'll play whatever role and just loves it. And he was a big part of it last night as well.
All right, Jess, your thoughts on the young goalie and came into a tough spot. Wallstedt back in Iowa. What's your read on that? There has to be concern, because in his stints sure hasn't looked like the goalie of the future.
You know, I think he has looked like the goalie of the future. I just think the future is maybe further off than some people wanted to believe early on. You know, I we've seen this before. Darcy Kuemper is a prime example of a guy, young goalie that had high hopes, and they kind of rushed him into a situation he wasn't ready for. You know, so, okay, nobody ever heard from Darcy Kuemper again, right? Oh, no, wait, he won a Stanley Cup just a couple years ago. So there is such thing as, you know, bringing a goalie along too fast. And I think with the history of that in this franchise, they're being very cautious with Jesper Wallstedt. They're getting him a start here and there. No, he is not the goalie of the immediate future, but I do still think he is the goalie of the long-term future. And I think they're in a pretty good spot when you have, you know, somebody like Filip Gustavsson doing what he is. You have Marc-Andre Fleury, you know, the legend, to kind of fill spots when he has to. I think they're in a pretty good spot goaltending-wise right now.
Yeah, and it does take time. In the history of the league, there aren't many who have come out of the gate and done well as very young goaltenders.
Absolutely. And if they do, it's maybe not sustainable. You know, you see some guys who have some surprising early success, and then they're never heard from again. You know, it's really easy to drop off when you have a strong start like that as well.
All right, and there is a report that the Dallas Stars might be in a little hot water prepping for that game, that they had a holiday practice, and that is a big no-no. So we'll see what transpires there.
Inadvertently, I'm kind of in the middle of this story. I didn't mean to, you know, stir anything up, but the NHL is very prohibitive. You know, they make it very clear. 24th, 25th, 26th, there are no team activities allowed. You know, no travel, no practices, no, you know, nothing on ice, anything like that. They are very strict about you're going to take 3 days off, which, again, is why the Wild had to get up at 5:30 in the morning and fly to Dallas yesterday rather than coming in the night before, as they usually do. Well, I go to Coach Pete DeVore's media availability before the game, after the morning skate yesterday. You know, we've known Pete DeVore forever, some great games with Minnesota over the years. He's an NHL veteran. And in his press availability, he just casually mentions, yeah, we had an optional practice yesterday, and a lot of the young players were there. You know, they're the ones who always show up at optional practices. And kind of, you know, put a little question mark in my head. So maybe, you know, a couple hours later, the game's going on, I'm up in the press box, and there's Billy Guerin. And I said, Billy, just curious, did you guys have any optional skates, you know, during the break? He said, oh, no, you can't. You'll get fined by the NHL if you do. I said, well, that's interesting, because, you know, Dallas was very open about the fact that they had an optional practice yesterday. Well, lo and behold, you know, we see today the NHL is looking into it, and, you know, Dallas says, you know, we're cooperating with the investigation, all of that. But I would think that the Stars might be writing a check to their favorite charity for whatever is involved. You know, talking to the Wild about the travel day, they said, you can travel the day before the game. You're just going to pay a hefty fine for it. So you have to wonder how hard the NHL might come down on Dallas for this.
Yeah, and I would assume, final thought on it, that it may be written into the collective bargaining agreement that indeed the players get these days off, and that's it, that it's part of the deal with the players.
You know, and this is an important time for the players, kind of this mid-season break. It's only three days, but, you know, again, I talked to Jake Ottinger. He said, I went home to Lakeville. I got to see my family. He got to see, you know, a new house that he's building over in Lakeville. You know, John Hines' family, most of them are still down in Nashville where he used to coach. He got to go to Tennessee for a few days and be with his family. I mean, you know, and it's funny, you ask these players, what was the best Christmas gift you got? And to a man, they all say, just getting away from the rink and spending some time with my family. I mean, that's why the NHL does this, as opposed to other leagues where you've got, you know, games on Christmas Day and all of that kind of stuff going on.
Yeah, the NBA, the NHL in particular. All right, yep. Jess, I know it's been a whirlwind. Once again, always good to visit with you. And once again, the Wild back at it, Ottawa in town tomorrow night.
Yep, should be, like you say, a couple chances to kind of close the new year on or close 2024 on a high note here, potentially.
Well, and it worked out great. Vikes pack in the late window, and then you got the Wild tomorrow night. So, a double header on the local sports scene for sure.
Good stuff, good stuff. All right.
All right. Thanks so much, Jess. There he is, Jess Myers from the Pioneer Press. And, of course, you can read his work online as well at TwinCities.com. Predators in town on New Year's Eve. Before they hit the road and they go out east, they get the Caps and the Hurricanes on a tough trip to the East Coast to start the new year. It is 4:31. We'll have the weather, NFL in action today. Two clunker games on Christmas Day. They were both terrible games. But what else were you going to do? Visit with family? And then we got a full slate of games today and a huge game tomorrow. Vikes pack, U.S. Bank Stadium. We'll get into all of that coming up on News Talk 830 WCCO.